additional equipment financing and working capital.
Hello?
Hey, is this Nitinel?
Yes?
Hey, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
With who?
I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
The Bank of Cardiff?
Cardiff, yeah. C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank at the end.
Okay.
And I know you're busy. I really didn't want to take up much of your time here. I just wanted to follow up with you on the pre-approval that I had sent out to the business about 2.5 weeks ago now. I'm not sure if you had a chance to see it or not, but it was based off of some of the financing you did with TD Bank, if you recall that.
Okay.
And
not really.
You don't. It was back in, looks like June of 2013.
My God, we get so many pre-approvals. It's really hard to follow.
Oh, I know. I'm sure. I bet you didn't even get a chance to see it, huh?
Yeah.
It was like a big blue envelope. But yeah, I just wanted to circle back with you to see if you had anything in the pipeline as we get closer towards the end of the year. I work a lot with construction companies, so I understand a lot of the time cash flow is tight when you guys are working on projects and you guys don't get paid till the contracts are done. So I kind of wanted to see if you
I don't know what's the, as I'm sure you know, we do financing with business financing with TD. So what are you talking about when it comes to rates?
So it really depends what you're looking at. For equipment, it's kind of like your traditional car loan set up on, monthly terms, 2 to 5 year terms with monthly payments. And interest rates there usually start around the mid-single digits, around 4%. And then when you're taking a look at the working capital side of it, it's a fairly new program, but for working capital, we can lend out about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue typically. And for that, usually we end up collecting, your bank statements and tax return, and then they put together some terms and rates for you based on how you look on paper. So it kind of differentiates from one person to another. But typically those start around 10%.
10%.
Yeah. For those are also unsecured cash loans. You don't put up your house or cars or anything like that, which is a reason why it's a little bit more expensive than a regular line of credit.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, at the moment, we don't really need it, so I'd rather not pay interest on anything. So,
Absolutely.
Our cash flow is pretty good, thank God.
That's good. Good. I mean, do you ever look to purchase a piece of equipment just to take advantage of Section 179, so you're not kind of paying taxes on money that you've already paid taxes on when you pay cash?
Well, again, if it's trucks that I need, then the company itself give me better, better financing that you can probably give me if we get in 2%. When we buy trucks. So it's, it doesn't make sense to go with anybody else.
Right.
And it's for 60 or 72 months.
Right. And it's through the vendor, I assume.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'll tell you from now that the vendor is definitely, if the vendor is offering you something, it's most likely going to be better than what I can get you here.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah, I think,
Yeah. Through the vendor, they can do the 0%, 1%, 2%. And it's pretty crazy and hard to be.
Yeah. Well, everybody's trying to get business and
exactly.
But I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
you can still follow up. I hope I would not need you. but if you want, of course you can follow up.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to. Is there a typical time of the year where you kind of do your finances for the company? Or is it
I do it regularly. Sometimes every few months, because I get construction loans. Also, I'm
very nice.
Also doing developments of my own. So we take construction loan, and we need P&L for the company.
Nice.
Every few months.
Very nice.
So,
and do you usually end up taking on lots of projects at a time, or are you guys more of a smaller where you do two or three?
No, we do two or three. We're trying to do bigger projects, but two or three, and then and then our own development, which is usually two projects going on at the same time.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Have you guys been growing year over year? Or have you been pretty steady?
No, we've been growing. We've been growing. Yep.
Very nice. Have you guys been in business for a while now?
Since 2008.
Oh, okay. Not bad. A good 8 years. And then every year you've seen an increase in sales and projects.
Absolutely.
Very nice. Do you do a lot of advertising, or is it mostly just kind of word of mouth?
Word of mouth, really.
Yeah. You kind of got a good reputation that way.
Yeah. And, you know, connections, a lot of friends of mine that can build and buy investments and commercial properties and stuff like that. And we perform.
Nice.
So I guess we get repeat business.
Good for you, man. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, man. But absolutely. Yeah, if you want to follow up and, you know, check with me in a month or two.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to do that.
Sure.
Do you happen to have a good email address? I might be able to just give you my information. It'll be just one email with my contact info.
Yeah. It's Nati. It's Nati.
Nati.
At santaconstruction.com.
At santaconstruction.com.
Yep.
Perfect. I will go ahead and shoot over my information to you. And then if you have anything come up at all, definitely please do not hesitate to give me a call or shoot me an email. Like I told you, I work a lot with construction companies, so I kind of understand that cash flow does get tight. I know you're mm-hmm. telling me that you have a good cash flow and everything running right now. But a lot of the times, you know, when it comes for growth, it really just depends on what you're trying to do for the company. But a lot of the construction companies that I worked with, when it comes to growth and they're trying to take on more projects at a time and need more people, obviously you need more capital, right? And when
absolutely.
We end up giving them more capital because they need it, because they're not getting paid until after the jobs are done. What are you guys, like a net 30, net 60?
Depends on the project, and sometimes even if at this point I really don't need to, but if I need to, then my development company will lend money to my construction company.
Oh, okay, very nice. So you kind of have a pretty good setup that way.
Right.
Gotcha.
So, you know, and hopefully in the future I wouldn't need any. I'm completely against interest. I don't like to pay interest, and hopefully in the future I can be self-financed.
And just completely debt-free, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the dream, huh?
that is the dream, man.
Yeah.
That is the dream.
Absolutely.
All right, Hashem.
All righty. Sounds good. I'll just go ahead and shoot over that email, and I'll follow up with you. All right, Netanel. Can you tell me how to pronounce it, actually?
It's the full name is Netanel, but everybody calls me Nati.
Nati. All righty.
All right.
Well, I'm going to call you Nati from now on.
Have a good one, man.
All right, you too. Take care.